Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Wow, everybody, welcome. Look, this is great. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. This is a fantastic show. Georgette LePage is the host of this show. This is what she does. I told you we were going to really take this on today, right? I told you this earlier in the day. But these are the people that are doing it. Georgette is one of those people. Beyond the show, you have to know this. Certified health and life coach empowers women how to lose their mental weight. We're going to talk about some of that. And then the physical weight. And, you know, the approach that we're talking to you about is not just practical, but it's real. It's also understanding what people go through. It's how to be honest, how to be clear, how to be genuine, but also how to be transformative in what you change. Mindset matters. And so today's show is going to take on something that is so incredibly prevalent in our living, breathing selves that all we need to do is say or hear our doctors or somebody say, oh, please get on the scale. And you say, oh, no, here's my weight. Already did it today. Okay. The tail of the scale. Georgette, right? Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes, this is another hot topic for sure. Yes. The scale is just saying the word sometimes gets people so nervous, especially if they go to, you know, to a doctor's office. One of the first things they do is check your weight. And I've had friends say to me, I'll tell them, I'm good. I don't need to get on it. And I said, do they accept that? And they're like, yeah, that's okay. And I said, but don't you want to know? And so today we'll talk about all the things around the scale and some good ideas for shifting your mindset. And I sit here and tell you all this because I am a work in progress and I'm always trying to work on this. This one is a tough one, but this can really hold you back on your weight loss very, very much if you don't make a couple of tweaks in the way you look at the scale, for sure.
But let's talk about your own personal experience, because I know you and I know you don't talk about things that you don't have your own life journey with. And, you know, I think everybody, today we now know, and I was sharing with you before we came on, that I have a friend that is, I want to call her a statistician, but she's more than that. She's really a solution based. Yeah. You know, she doesn't do coaching, but she works with coaches to provide solutions. So one of the things she does is she keeps track of trends. And I don't have the report now, but she was talking to me about some of the latest trends that she found when it comes to our bodies, what we're putting in it, both food and alcohol, and what the latest reports are. And some of the things she said to me was, the people are agonizing over what they discovered. And they discovered it how? The scale. That should almost be like a superhero kind of villain thing or something. But your own personal life is what really calls you to action here, to really talk to this and tell people they're okay. You have your own personal stories around this.
I do. I've always been someone who weighed pretty much every week, like once a week. I'm not a everyday weighing yourself person. I know that your body can fluctuate 3 to 5 pounds a day during the day. So I wouldn't want to play around with those mind games too much. But I used to pretty much my trend was to weigh in on Saturdays. But what I found was that wasn't working very well for me. I was letting a piece of metal decide how my entire weekend was going to be, and in effect, how my family's entire weekend was going to be.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get fixated on a number. And I think as you get older, you warm up to the idea of a range, a healthy range of numbers, not just a certain number. So for me, I really tried to stay at a certain range. First a number, and then I switched to a range. But I had a very bad habit on Saturday mornings of hopping on that scale and giving up my power and looking down at a number and not thinking that it was just the measure of my body mass. It didn't mean I was worth a certain amount or I wasn't. And I was taking it that way. Took me a long time, and I still have to coach myself before I step on that scale, which is pretty much once a month now, because I want to have a benchmark. I want to have an idea of where I am. Some days when I hop on there, I'm pretty sure it's going to be great, and you know, it's going to be better than what I might think. And other days I get surprised in a not so good way, and I've learned how to deal with that. But there's a lot of psychology, a lot of coaching yourself around what this process is. It's probably not a good idea to never know how much you weigh. It's a great idea to have that physical number in front of you. Sometimes it's a motivator,
yeah.
And sometimes it can go the other way and kind of discourage you. But we'll talk a bit too about how other ways you can figure out where your weight is if you're not mm-hmm. comfortable looking down at the scale.
Yeah.
But for me, it became a habit, and I allowed a piece of metal to decide my worth. And I eventually realized no more.
You know, and really what you're talking about, and I wish you would talk about this a little bit, because I know we're really going to dig deeper today on the show. We're talking about how one weighs themselves, not just physically. See, because it isn't just physical. What you just described to me is this is a measure of physical, mental, and emotional. And the longer we go without knowing that that's really what's underneath this, the less we are going to figure out what's going to work for us, right? Isn't that what you're talking about? I mean, it's almost like, oh, I got to get on the scale Saturday. And then what? Now I'm going to change my entire weekend plan. No, we're not going to have pizza and popcorn tonight for the movie, right?
That's
nothing
exactly
like that.
I know. And my family used to almost hide. Oh, no, it's Saturday. Where's it? Which way is it going? And they could tell pretty quickly how it went. And it was my husband who finally said, is that really the best way for you to decide your worth? And wow. it really hit me. And I thought, absolutely not. That's a good measure of my body weight. But that doesn't mean I'm not worth it. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm less than, because it's not the number I wish it had been. And you know, numbers change too. It's hard to be what you were 20 years ago. And it doesn't make sense for a lot of us to keep the same weight. And as you get older, ladies, I will tell you, you do have to be a little bit careful, and you do have to change some habits and some ways in order to be at the weight that is what you're happy at, what your mood is happy at, what your body's happy at. And remember, that's different for everybody. Somebody who weighs, I'm just going to pick a number, someone who weighs 130 could be so upset with that number and, oh, that's terrible.
Gosh.
And there are other people that would spend a lifetime trying to get to that number. So it's all relevant to each person. And it's not like, I mean, yeah, you would look at some people and you think, oh, they're this weight. You'd be very surprised sometimes that the number's not as small as we think in our heads. Because again, what we see on social media, and all, here that comes again, we have to be very careful and mindful of that. And I had a friend once who was a photographer, and he said, I want to tell you something about magazines. And I said, oh, you must have such a fun job. Everyone's so, you know, good looking and everything. And he said, actually, nobody looks like they do on the covers or the pages.
Right.
Everybody has some tweak made to their picture. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, they do. Yeah. So you have to be careful, again, what you take in, your diet of consumption regarding, you know, what you're looking at and what you're listening to as well.
And, you know, you make a really good point, because let's mention this before we go to break. And this is really to think about. If you're not working with someone that can guide you, then you will start to invent things, or you'll start to Google something. There are some diet programs that are out there right now, and I say they're diet programs because they really are. For example, I'm going to give somebody a very specific program. I'm not even sure they're still doing it much anymore, but anybody that's ever done the HCG diet, which is that 500, now they bumped it to 800 calories a day. The ritual is to weigh yourself every day. I mean, it is a program that's driven on that. And this is not a show about that program, because I've already done a million shows about it. But here's the thing. If you are somebody that is building muscle, there is an impact to that. And you may be somebody that you get on the scale one day and it's X, and then you're in a muscle building program and you gain weight, and nobody's there to tell you, oh, muscle weighs more than fat. You go out of your mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's what we invent in our heads, and all these stories and all these things. And there's some panic around weighing and around the number on the scale. Then there's a way to handle that.
That's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break, because isn't it like anything? It's like an energy, right? And what we bring to, I can't wait to hear when we come back what you did about the Saturday weigh-in thing. I want to hear what your solution is. I don't know if you're going to share it with us.
Of course I will.
But there is a way to really look at this, and there's a way to really look at, what am I really measuring here? What am I measuring here? No, I don't think I'm really measuring that number, because I did have a friend, and she would get on the scale, and if it was 128 pounds, would be in a panic. At 5'7", 128 pounds, would be in a panic. Let's take a short break. When we come back, here's the question. What do you think you're really weighing? Do you have any sense of it? What do you think you're really weighing? And once you really lean into that, are you really weighing your body weight? What is the impact of that on your life? When we come back, we're going to hear about that, and we're going to hear about what day Georgette does actually get on the scale. How do people find out about what you're doing, your coaching program? Let's make sure they have your website and how to do that.
Yes. You can find me at georgettelepage.com. I have a signature 10-week inside-out melt-away program. If you're ready to get working with someone and be held accountable and get down to business,
yep,
and no magic pills, real stuff, let's do some work. That's what I do. And that's where you can find me, and look at me on there and get to know me and see all my stuff and see if we're a good fit. And then we can go further.
And like when we come back, the Melt Away program isn't just about the physical body. Mm-hmm. And you can do like my friend did and get one of those scales where you can actually adjust the zero point and sort of make that like be a bogus zero point. When we come back, we're going to learn about all the things that go on the inside of us and what we're going to be able to do to change it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Georgette LePage.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
This is such a topic. This is like the tail of the scale. Any of you out there have your own tail of the scale? I'm just wondering. I don't think it's just Georgette and I here with it. I mean, we're going to talk about like what this really is now, but also what you can do about it. This is so right now important because we're so drawn to our social media. We're watching everybody else's picture with them looking good. And yeah, you know people that Photoshop themselves and whatnot. But why do you do it? Georgia, let's take a minute about the program you've created and let's tell people about it, because then we're going to get right down into, does weighing yourself measure your worth? How are you impacted by your scale? We're going to get down to that. But tell us about what you've created to melt me. To melt some stuff.
Yes. And notice the name of it is the 10-week Inside Out Melt Away Program, because weight loss is twofold. It's taking care of the mental weight and the physical weight. And you really cannot sustain either alone. They go together. First, we work on the inside and then it pushes to the outside. And this program is very concentrated in 10 weeks. Get an hour session just with me. And we work through a lot of things. You come with, you know, we first have a discovery call to make sure we're a good fit. And then when you decide to work with me, it is really one-on-one. And that's the best part, because people often just need someone to guide them and they need accountability. And I'll walk you through all of the steps to take to achieve your goals. Everyone is different. Some people come in wanting to lose 20 pounds. Some people just have that last five that won't come off. Some people want to look better in their clothes. Some people want to wear clothes that are in their closet. They haven't really done much in the last couple of years. I've got to tell you, styles changed. Everybody went to workout clothes and now people are putting clothes back on and they don't quite fit the same. Yeah. And your clothes are just waiting for you. And a lot of us have good things in the closet. So this program is just full of practical habit changing tips and strategies and action steps to get you on the right path. And it is working wonders for the people that are signing up and getting the work done. And you have to want to do the work. You have to be tired of being tired.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that. And thank you for doing it. But the other thing I also know about what you do and the work you do is, and this has always been for me, this is my deal. Am I capable of doing things on my own? You bet. Is that my preferred method of doing it? No. because I don't even know what I don't know about myself and what I'm going to discover. Hence the next segment and what we're going to talk about, because this is really where the rubber meets the road for me. Does weighing yourself measure your worth? How are you impacted by your scale? That is a question. I wonder how many people can honestly say, no, no, it doesn't measure my worth. I really wonder, because let's talk about what that means, measure your worth. It's a little bit insidious. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not like blatant. It's not like, oh, yes, I get on the scale that measures my worth. No, it's like I get on the scale. I don't like what I see. And now I start to think about all the self-confidence corrections that I'm going to make. Right. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. It seems to snowball from one moment of looking at a number that you either didn't expect or you knew wasn't going to be the greatest. And then you just go down the rabbit hole. Everything's like, well, this is how it is. I've never done that. You know, I've never been able to handle this. I've never been able to take care of my weight. Everybody else is fine. Everybody at work is doing this. And look at me. You know, I'm this old now and it's never going to happen for me. And I'm not worth it. And then there's a lot of shame that we put on ourselves. And that's a big piece of it. And, you know, hopping on that scale, I really don't know anyone that sees a scale and gets really excited, male or female, especially females. You know, if you're out at a store or out somewhere and there's a scale, I don't see anybody voluntarily hopping on. It's just, again, it's a piece of metal and it measures our body mass. And for us women, we tend to really think it measures how good we are. The good and bad words come in. You know, oh, I was really good this week, so let me get on the scale. And if the number matches that, great. Oh, I was good. Okay, I'm good. If not, oh, I was so bad. I'm just not worth it. This is just terrible. And then it just goes in a really bad direction. And that used to be me. And again, as I've said before, you know, my family kind of paid the price for that. I maybe by the end of the Saturday, by the end of the day, I could get myself back to where I needed to be. But it was ridiculous what I was doing. I'd get on that scale and I'd write it down on a little notepad. Now it comes up on my phone, you know, on an app. It's totally different now. But I would just look at that number and I would just let it decide for me how it was going. And I wasted so many Saturday mornings. I really did.
Yeah. You know how you know when you're into sort of a habit and your family knows it and sees it? You know how you know when you're in that mood? Okay, when you're in that mojo? When your family decides, if you have the old school scales, not like this friend of mine doesn't have the old school scale, but did. And this was her thing. This was like, and she was like a daily person, like every day. So every day it'd be the morning, then they go down to have the coffee, the whole thing, right? And that would be the conversation would be about the scale, right?
Yeah.
So her family, her children, partner, the whole deal, they started to change the little dial every day. You know that little metal thing that says 1 or 2 pounds, right? That makes the scale.
Yes.
And so what they would do, this was their big joke for her to prove a point. And so they started to like one day bump her up, then the next, right?
Yeah.
Till about a week. And then they brought it to her attention. They didn't know what else to do. She was so obsessed. And see, this is what happens, right, for us. I wish I could say we get on the scale and we don't carry it with us, but that's not what you see, is it?
No. Oh, no, I have some clients that are terrified to weigh themselves. And it's not like for me, I do not have people do that daily. But if they ask for a suggestion, I'll say maybe every couple weeks, or it depends on what their goals are. You know, definitely once a month. So they have an idea. Mm-hmm. They weigh themselves when they start, when we start working together. And then we decide, you know, what the person's most comfortable with. But I have people that just, you know, I'll get texts from one client in particular, and she's like, okay, I just got off the scale. I was hyperventilating. I'm all upset. I thought it should have been this, and it was only this, which her should have been and only were kind of impressive numbers. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy that she had lost weight, but she didn't even see it. She didn't even see it. She looked past that and saw that number down there, and it wasn't where she thought it should be. And it ruined her whole, I had to really talk her down from her ledge.
Let's talk about that, because if we get on and we look at a number and it's not the number we're shooting for, I don't care what it is. Yeah. You know, we all have a number, right? Mm-hmm. But we get on, it's like, how does that change our behavior and how we live in the world? I mean, can we talk about the impact of that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say for most people, that's a very stressful time when you get on the scale and you look at that number, and let's say it's not what you wanted, or it's not what you expected in not such a good way. You have a decision to make. You can decide to look at that number, that numeral, as feedback. Mm-hmm. And that's how I changed everything for myself.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
I did. I decided, and I had studied this for so long about the scale. I thought, you know, everybody has a different thing. Some people suggest daily, some people monthly, whenever. I decided my clothes give me a pretty good idea of how I am. If I keep the same clothes pretty much, you know, give or take, I can tell.
Yeah.
And so when I get on a scale, on the scale, I will tell myself, you know, you are worthy. I specifically say, you are worthy. You are important. Let's show up and let's own this number. Because there's ownership to what I'm about to see on the scale, good or bad. And so I'll look down, and sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised, sometimes it's right on, and sometimes I'm you know, I'm not so impressed. and I like, okay. So then I'll record my number. Again, it does it on my app automatically, and I'll say, huh, if it's not what I thought or what I wanted, my question to myself is now, okay, so how do I think I got here? You know, so I start to think about it. And I thought, well, you know, because it's easy to say I ate perfectly this week. I exercised every day and I did this, this, and this. And if you stop and really think, the answer always comes to you. There's always something like, oh, yeah, my grandmother was in the hospital, so I spent 2 days there and there was nothing to eat but things from the vending machine. Yeah, that threw me off. Or work was really stressful. Gosh, when I came home every day, I thought I was hungry, so I ate things I normally wouldn't have. I'll promise you, if you stop and think about the, you know, look at it as feedback. Okay, what really happened, and how can then I do differently for the next time? And that's hard. That takes a long time to train yourself to accept that. But my family is very happy that there is no longer a full Saturday that, you know, is either way. It's like, woohoo, excellent, wonderful. Oh, thank God she's good. Or, uh-oh, take cover. And that's how they felt.
I know. We're going to take a short break because this really, we're going to go right through to the top when we come back, because we really want to get, you know, we're hitting a few hot buttons here. I got a couple of text messages that I need to really share. But one of the things, this is it. And by the way, Jackie, we are going to talk about this when we come back, because here it is. Do you use that number on the scale as feedback, not just feedback, but honest, critical feedback that you need to decide what action to take? Do you use it as a punishment or a reward? Because see, the flip side of this is the same. You get on the scale and you're down 3 pounds and you're thinking ice cream tonight. Okay, raise your hand if you're like me and just said that out loud. Black cherry ice cream. If you, anybody out there like following me on this, like you're down 3 pounds and you're thinking it's time for pizza. Let's take a short break when we're back. More with Georgette LePage, more with telling you about how you can kick this into gear and how you do it from a place of self-love instead of self-loathing. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
1-800-930-2819. We'd love to get your questions all, you know, out there. Georgette LePage, I want to make sure you all know how to find out about the program. Today we're talking about the tail of the scale. And you can go to Georgette's website, which is Georgette LePage, LePage.com. Now, I know I joke about this and I'm laughing a little bit about this, and you and I work together. You are actually my coach this arena. And I lost my sister on a hospital floor in Yonkers at about 450 pounds because they could not turn her over to give her oxygen. Now, my sister was one of the most loved people you will ever meet. They didn't get a large enough place for her service. People waited around the block. But she carried the guilt and the shame of my mom's death, which I now know was a suicide, which nobody would admit to her. She carried that. She was blamed for it. She was what do you call that when your father, like, right? But my stepmom did not do that. But you see, that's what we're going to talk about now.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
We have to get underneath that. But let's talk about this. What the heck do we do with the number on the scale? How do we use this feedback? How do we punish ourselves? How do we talk about disappointment, surprises? And then where do we go from there? Because if we can get with this, we can make the change. For me, I know I can't do it alone. I've known that all my life because I know what I carry about this. Now, by the way, the consequence of my sister and her weight was my dad. He would ask me two questions when I called him. How much money do you make and how much do you weigh? That was my dad. Mm-hmm. So help us understand what we do with these numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all, the good part is we're all at different points in, I want each person out there to just, you know that you're worth it and you're worth where you are right now. And each of you is very important. So looking at the scale differently can be a massive step forward for losing the weight. And again, different people say different things about how often to weigh, but let's just not worry about that part as much. But let's say when you step on that scale, whenever it is, whatever time of day, although mornings are better, look at the feet, look at the number, and realize that's just what it is. It's a number. It is measuring your body mass. It is not measuring how important you are or how worthy you are. You get to decide that. So that number helps you to pick a direction to go in. Are you right where you need to be with your weight? And how do you know that? Some people don't even know what they're supposed to weigh. There are ranges. The government puts out ranges and the CDC and different things. So you have an idea for your body height, for your height and maybe your body build, your frame. What is a healthy amount of weight to be on your body? And everybody's different. I know some people that are very tall and thin. I know some people that are short and not so much, and everybody in between. But there's an idea out there, so you can kind of see what it is to be healthy, because also weight affects every part of your health, your organs, everything. So look at that number, make a decision. Am I right where I want to be and need to be? Okay, let's be good with that. Let's keep doing the things. Mm-hmm. Or is this the moment where this number really is helpful to me? It's not hurtful. It's real. I have to own it. And I tell people that all the time. Just step on the scale, look down, and own it. Because chances are, if you keep putting it off, like I've worked with people that have put it off so long that when they get on the scale, it's even more of a stress for them, because it's much more out of control than they thought. But get on that scale, get that number, make your decision. And if you need someone to work with, that's what I do. That's what people like me do. And we do that because that's how we live. And I didn't just pop my fingers, snap my fingers, and appear here. I've been doing this work myself as well. And I have come a long way from judging myself. And it's funny because you hear people talk and somebody can feel, you know, you can be feeling so terrible about yourself one day. And you'll get something, someone will say, gosh, you really have it all together. You always look so good. You always, you know, you're such a good size. You're so thin or you're so fit. And you're thinking, what? So sometimes we kind of get reminded that we're a little hard on ourselves. And so that's something we're always working on. But when you make the decision to try to get this weight off, maybe for the last time, maybe you've tried for years and years, and this is it. You're tired of being tired. You're tired of not fitting in your clothes. And you've hit the point where this is not okay. That's when you start to do the work. Yeah. And you get to do the work when you're kind to yourself. If you keep beating yourself up, which I used to do on Saturdays, it doesn't serve you. It really does not help you move forward. It just sometimes helps you to move backwards. And then you just say, well, never mind. It's not worth it. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I hear that all the time as well. I hear everything. It's fascinating what I hear. But it's very important to see yourself as worth it. And no matter how old you are, no matter what your story is, no matter what your body type is, we all have the body we've been gifted. Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility to take care of it. And when you take care of yourself, you can then take care of other people. So you may be someone that just has been letting things go. I hear that a lot from moms, especially, you know, they've had their children and they're like, gosh, I haven't, you know, done anything for myself in so long. I've let myself go. It's never too late. Never.
I want to get back to something you said, because I did get a question that came in. One of the things that we're talking about is this new level of awareness. And yes, you know, as you change, and this is why I want to be very clear about this, as you change, your body changes. And yeah. there may be some people that do change with age, and you have to do mm-hmm. things a little bit differently. Yeah. But we are not saying that you have the ability. This is what we're saying. It doesn't matter what age you are. You have the ability to get to the place that you want to go. And so that's, we didn't say that you didn't, but you may have to do things differently, right? For whatever, and there's a whole range of things, right? I'm a perfect example. I took the opportunity during COVID to get two new knees, right? Yeah. It was like, okay, I can't go anywhere. I'm not going to be able to do anything physical. I'm just going to call my doctor and say, hey, can we get it done? And I did that. And so that's one of those things, the wear and tear of my life happens to be related to age, but not so much, but yes. And I decided to get two new knees. Now, I am fundamentally different than I was before the surgery. I am 100 million times better. I have no pain. See, so these are some of the things we have to be aware of. What you're saying is you work with people, you meet them where they are. And sometimes the thing that worked for you a decade ago, like for me, that doesn't work for me anymore.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that what we're talking about? It's just not a one size fits all. This is really looking at where you are right now. And that's what you do. You're not like an off the shelf thing. You take people where they are and you address these issues very specifically to each person.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because that allows every single person who wants help to realize that they deserve help. Yeah. They yeah. really do. Everyone's at a different place. I'm at a different place than some of my friends, than some of my sisters. We're not supposed to all be at the same place. But I can tell you, I've been to a lot of different places yeah. with weight. And the scale has been my nemesis for so long, until a handful of years ago. I was just kind of reading so many things and studying about the scale and what does it really mean. And it just clicked that it's all up to me what I do with that number. You know, I don't have the number on that I really want to be on the back of my shirt. Nobody knows how much I weigh. I'm pretty much the only one, myself and my app. I don't really run around talking about it. I don't brag about it when it's good. And yeah, to myself, I might kind of grumble a little bit when it's not so good. But it's not like it used to be. I used to let that decide for me. Okay, I'm not going to this function because I feel a little bit bigger and everybody's going to notice. No, that's a story I created in my head. I know a lot of people that will stay home and not go places they lose the weight. And they wait for the weight to come off. And I tell them, go now, because someday when you have the weight off, it's going to be even better. No.
Yeah. And that's really the impact of what we're talking about. But, you know, really this, the tail of the scale, this is a game changer for people because it dictates so much in people's lives. Now, to answer to the question, I got a text message. What did my friend do about her family making the adjustment? Ultimately, they got to laugh about it and they went out and got her a digital scale with some agreements around it. Right. But, you know, this is where how we show up in the world changes because of a number. I want to ask you, what is the right thing? You know, what do we do? How do we do this? Because there are people, I'm one of these people, I can build muscle in a nanosecond. It's just my body. I've been doing it for a long time. I mean, within 7 days in a fitness building or muscle building program, it is obvious, right? And my scale will go up.
Yeah.
There's no question about it for that moment. But what is the thing to do? How do we do it? Is it daily? Is it weekly? And how do you help people with this to adjust this to that person? Because maybe you'll say to me, okay, I want 2 days, but maybe somebody else, not so much. How do we figure this out?
Yeah. That's a great question. And people ask me that all the time. And again, it's certainly not one size fits all. Each person can decide how often they want to weigh. I have one client in particular that gets so upset and so stressed out that we have agreed that it'll be once every 2 weeks so that she has a benchmark. I have another client who's once a month. I'm once a month. I will weigh once a month unless I'm working on something else. Like I am trying to lift weights and I know that's going to put on muscle, which weighs more than fat, which, you know, I'm getting over that too, but it's a different concept to adjust to. I have some people, not many people that do it every day. Some do it every week, but every day comes with a lot of, you have to be very careful about that. That would be my least suggested time frame every day. But again, that's up to each person. I have some people that do that and are fine with it. So if you have the right mindset around that and you can expect your numbers kind of going to fluctuate, okay, good. If you're doing it in a healthy way. And I have some people, I know one person in my life who never weighs. She just figures it out with her clothes. And she said, that's all I need to know. You know, as long as I don't change the size of my clothes, I can tell. So for me, I think every 2 weeks or every month is a really good idea. If you go more than a month, your brain starts to tell you stories and you may see a number on there eventually when you do hop on that you're going to have the reaction, how'd that get there? Because you just lost focus a little bit. So it's just feedback. It's just a benchmark. It's just something to let you know how things are going. But you get to decide what it means for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and this really is part of it, is really coming up with a way that creates something for you as the individual. You know, for me, I do much better with feedback, but I understand more about my body. You know, I understand a little bit more about the nature of things. And it isn't always like you think. And I just want to talk about this and ask you about it to share this with people. You know, some people think, oh my gosh, I just was exercising. I was in some kind of event for 6 hours and tomorrow I'm going to get on the scale and I'm going to drop 10 pounds. But this is all mind stuff. Aren't we talking about how to really change things? But there are other indicators, right? You know that if you go to put on those pants and they are looser, something happened.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have a friend, she says, I said, well, okay, we're doing a show with Georgette. She says, yeah. I said, well, what do you do? She says, oh, I don't get on the scale. I said, what do you do? She says, it's my underwear. She said, if I put on my underwear and my underwear is too tight, I'm like, oopsie. And I thought, you know, everybody's got their own thing. Yeah. But how do we cultivate a healthy way to look at this?
Yeah, absolutely. I say pick the tool that works for you. I have a pair of pants that are raspberry color and I call them my raspberry pants. And when my raspberry pants are a little snug, I know I've got work to do and it probably matches the scale. When I can rock those raspberry pants and I am feeling it, I know that my number is probably going to match how I'm feeling. So it's kind of like I don't have to go through drama looking at a number, but I do weigh, you know, once a month, but you have to pick what works for you. And again, that's a really good one. The underwear, hadn't thought of that, but pick something and have that as your benchmark. And I know a lot of people, you know, that'll be another show with your closet and what's in your closet.
That's
what's
a good show. That is a real good one.
That might be a good next one. I want people to feel comfortable with what works for them, because what works for me is not going to work for every other person. And if it did, I would have figured this out a long time ago, because I just would have followed what everybody else does. But, you know, especially when you go to the doctor's office and when you get older, it is super important to have your annual wellness visit. And that can be a moment where you get on and it's like, you know, that has drama and trauma too. But that can be a motivator. I'd love for people to see that as a motivator. Say, okay, I own that number. Let's get to work. Yeah. Let's go.
And I love that you shared that, because I know there are things that work for me. You know, when I start a program like, you know, what I'm doing now, I know what clothes fit me, and then I know what the next size down is. And so I have something. If I don't have it in my closet, I will get something that is the next size down. Yeah. And that's a large part of a baseline for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works, but it kind of works for me in a little way, right? I'm able to do things because I am one of these people that when I start weightlifting, that scale will tell me something and then I'll just go crazy. Then I will do something really silly. But I want to ask you this too, because what you're saying is, contrary to popular belief out there, this is not an off-the-shelf solution, not for the mind, not for the body, and not for the spirit.
No, it is not. And that's why it's very tempting to, you know, work with programs, buy programs, buy products that promise the same thing for everybody. And that should be a red flag. That should be a really big red flag to you if you're looking for help. Not everything's created for everyone, and some things work for people just fine. But for most of us, it's getting down to the basics. It's really digging into the habits, and it's really starting with your mind and your thinking. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? And what can you do to change those and make a habit that's different, that serves you? And what serves you is not going to serve everyone else. So to compare and despair, that's something we all love to do, is not helpful. It does not serve you and move you forward with your weight loss. I promise.
Yeah, I want you to talk about your program again, because one of the things we didn't talk about today, and there'll be other shows we do, but there are also other impacts. For example, you put your equipment in your basement, a place you never go down. You like put your brand new equipment down there, and you got this down there, and you got that down there, and you know, you don't go down the basement. Chances are that's going to be like a little not working, right? Yeah. But let's talk about what you're doing in this program to help people with things outside of the scale.
Yeah, absolutely. I work with people for very real, simple, sensible steps to take. So if it's something like, you know, we'll work, if someone wants to exercise more, we'll go through the whole reasons why you're not doing it now, what's standing in your way, how important is it to you to do this, and let's set up some very logical, very helpful steps to get you going there. I have a client who puts her clothes out the night before. They are all ready. She does not have to scramble around. She likes to exercise in the morning. She's ready to go. She has no more excuses for not getting up. I have another client that exercises in the evening. So it's incredible. Everybody does something different. But I work with people to see where you are right now, and where do you want to go? We don't look back very often. We just take the experience of your past, but we don't dwell there. We don't stay there. It's not useful. It's not helpful. We move forward. And I love that it's customized for each person. So you're going to get something, a different experience than someone else, because you have different goals.
Yeah. I had a friend point out to me the other day, and of course I know you would have done this, is it's hot here and we don't have air conditioning in the Pacific Northwest. So I have a portable air conditioner. It's in one room in my house, the bedroom. So I moved my, not even an elliptical, but it's, I moved my aerobic machine into the bedroom. So my friend comes over and says, oh, that's a smart idea. Why didn't you move your muscle building equipment in here too? Pat, do you really use this and then go into the other room? And I said, oh my gosh, she's so right. I don't. She said, why didn't you move it in here? This is the biggest room in your house. Like, why didn't you move it in here? And I said, I don't have a real good answer for you. But you see, sometimes we can't see it ourselves, can we?
No, it is the best thing when someone else who has an outside view can help you to walk through and talk through what you're going through. And again, it's like a puzzle. You have all the puzzle pieces. We're going to throw them up in the air, and I'm going to help you sort them and put them back together. But you have them already. You just need help, someone to hold you accountable and someone to listen to you. People like to be listened to.
I love it. Thank you for today. Again, tell people, what's your closing message? What do you want to leave us with?
Yeah. If I could say one very important thing, and if you've heard something really important here today, I hope it's that the scale is a piece of metal and it measures your body mass. It does not measure your worth. It does not measure your value. It measures nothing about you as a person other than how much you weigh. So I really hope that you can hop on that scale and kind of flip the script with this tail of the scale, and you choose what you're going to do with that feedback.
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.